When severe weather hits, we talk up a storm on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
HawkFanatic.com is brought to you by Big Dog Tech Solutions, Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, Streets Maintenance, the Ox Yoke Inn and the Amanas, Premier Automotive in North Liberty. North Liberty had one fantastic drone show last night. It was amazing. It was on Facebook, and I put Facebook on my TV, and it was really, I don't know how you do it with the drones like they did it, but it was great.
What did they do? Song and dance?
There were flags. It lit up North Liberty. It lit up Clear Creek Amana and the Liberty Lightning. It just was a really nice show. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how you do that, but boy.
Yeah. How did you know even about it?
It's on Facebook, and we've been talking about it.
I haven't heard a peep.
Well, I've been talking about it.
Must be early in the morning.
Well, I mean, the show.
No, I mean 5 to 7
no,
when I'm
no,
I'm
we've been talking. We've been talking about it. You know, it was really, and I talked about it this morning.
How about that?
Yeah. You don't listen to what I say. You just say that old guy is on the air.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Well, cool.
You just check to see that I haven't dropped yet. No, it was really something.
I've never heard of a drone show.
Oh, well, we got it posted on our Facebook page. You can see it, so.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it was cool. Anyway, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, Wells Fargo Advisors, Senior Benefits, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City, the Midtown Family Restaurants, Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE, GT Carr, his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling, Mike's E-Keys for Cars, Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement, and Patrick Eads, his son Tyler, and the whole staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Here's Tom Suter and from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Yes, indeed.
No, the drones light up, and yeah, it's just damn impressive.
Yeah, I'm not picturing what this can look like. So I will check it out.
Yeah, it spelled out stuff in the sky. And while it did that, there was lightning in the background. So it was
Now that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. How do they spell? I don't know.
Do they project something onto something or?
No, they get together, I guess, in a formation with the lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they did a tiger hawk in the sky.
Yeah, I'm still kind of not picturing this, so I'm going to have to look at it.
Yeah, because it was.
I mean, is that they're like a dance team, a drone dance team?
No, this is in the sky. It's light.
Yes, I understand. It's
why is there a drone dance team?
You said they're sitting there working together to spell something out.
Well, the drones.
Yeah. So it's like a dance team. They're spelling something out. It's like cheerleaders. Only they're drones.
They're drones.
And they're in the sky.
They're in the sky. There's lights and different colors. And
yeah,
they made an American flag. And No, it's just, I was amazed.
Cool.
I really was amazed. Hello.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would talk about that and I was actually caught in the traffic jam trying to get there. On the way up, it wasn't raining down here, and I saw these lights, you know, up in the clouds, but I guess that was the real lightning. I thought, wow, that shows, you know, pretty cool. But how they did that is, it was like all the planes or helicopters or whatever they were in a line straight up and down to make that flag. So I was on the back side trying to get there, and the Centennial Park was on the south side. They had They were mainly setting it up over this cornfield that was on the north there. And I thought, man, if they ever lose any drones down in that cornfield, they'll have to wait a while to find them. But yeah, they, and then that tall, like a Christmas multicolored cone Christmas tree that was slowly spinning. And yeah, it was, but that's how you get, you know, the visual. It was just like they were lined up to make, you know, like a three-dimensional, you know, light show, the visualizing the flag where they're all on a vertical line straight up and down. That'll give people a better idea. But was it to music or
yeah,
I didn't know if this
I just watched
music.
It on I just watched it on Facebook. I wasn't there.
They'll have to pair up with KCJJ next. And it looked like there must be a lot more lights on each drone, because it looked like 1,000 drones up there.
It was amazing.
You know, it didn't look like
150. It was really cool. Hey, thanks. It was just.
Yeah, I'm not visualizing this in the slightest.
Hello.
Hey, it's lonely old Grandpa Dirk.
Hey, Dirk.
You know, Tom, I just want to illuminate a little bit, no pun intended, on the last caller. My hometown had their 200th anniversary last year, and I went back for that, and they had a drone show. And until you've seen one of these in person, you can't fully appreciate how amazing it is. They don't just do a flag or spell out words. They can recreate photos and images that will stun you. To give you an example, Kenny Norton, the late heavyweight champion boxers from my hometown. And they didn't just have his face up in the air with these drones, but they had him boxing in, you know, motion. And it was very realistic. My hometown also is where the Ferris wheel factory for the world is located. And they had a Ferris wheel up in the sky moving with people in it. I mean, it was just incredible. You have to see it to believe it. It's really something special. And as far as I'm concerned, really a better display than fireworks.
I would think so.
Fireworks.
What you're describing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really something to behold in person. I know that there were several thousand people on the square in my hometown when they put up this display. And everyone, when it was over, was just amazed, just stunned at what we had witnessed. Because I think most of us had never seen anything like it in person.
Well, so this doesn't make any sense
TV,
to me. So,
yeah, wait till you see it. It's worth the effort.
I will check it out. Thanks.
Okay, you bet.
Yeah, and yeah, we got it on our Facebook page. Just scrolled
down. Well, good. I will check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really. I was impressed, and that was just watching it on TV. It took me, in order to get Facebook on my TV, it took me about 10 minutes because they sent me a code, and then they had to send me an email, and then they sent me another code.
So you had to project it to your TV, or
no? I put it right on the. Yeah, no, you couldn't project it. For some reason, you couldn't project it. Mm. So I got Facebook on my TV now.
You have an app in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So, no, it was really neat. And I don't know how.
Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing, so yeah. I will absolutely check it out.
Yeah, that guy explaining it, how they did it, I don't know. I'd have to see it to make sense of it.
Well, he said, you know, stack them and put them in a straight line. That makes no sense to me. I don't know what
that doesn't make
about.
Any sense. Yeah, you gotta just. Yeah, you will watch the video.
I'll later. Have to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and everybody is, you know, it's going to be, again, there's going to be a lot of people coming into town that haven't, you know, been here. And don't understand all the stuff going on. I mean, I know people from Cedar Rapids are coming down for the Jazz Fest. And people coming in from the Quad Cities are going to see the country concert. at the Fourth Fest, and it's just like when people move into town and mm-hmm. they don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
You just got to have patience.
It's going to be hard, too, with the bananas.
Yeah.
That you're going to have a lot of people coming in, and none of them know exactly, or without a parking pass, so many of them don't know where they're going to park.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard.
You're just going to have patience. Yeah, people will be going down the wrong streets.
Yeah, they will.
That usually happens, going down the wrong way and everything.
And I think I've heard Melrose is torn up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of one lane each way.
Yeah.
So that's, ain't going to be parking there.
No. Pat, you can come in.
So, yeah, it's going to be could be a lot of people coming into town. It'll be neat.
Yeah.
People enjoy.
I would like it to storm. It's supposed to.
It looks like it's going to.
Yeah, I'd like it to storm a lot and get all the energy out of here by the time crap starts tonight.
Yeah, you know, good boy.
That could happen. Because I got one forecast that says this afternoon, but then I got one forecast that says mostly before 3. So if we get all the weather out of the way before 3, maybe it'll hold off till overnight. So
I think we're planning to go down to Jazz Fest, weather permitting, this evening.
Yeah. I'm going to be watching the bananas tonight on True TV.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And see Lily's.
Aren't you Mr. Technology?
Yeah. I could get the True TV. Oh, this will be fun. Are you going to go to any of it?
Any of what?
The things going on?
Probably not. I'm not going to do the bananas. And
I wasn't planning on doing the bananas, but it kind of fell into our laps. And
I'm not a jazz fan.
No. But
there's a lot of different, some of the jazz, you wonder if it's jazz or it's blues or.
I mean, like blues a little more than jazz, but.
Me too.
I got other stuff I got to do.
Yeah.
Or don't have to do, but that I'm choosing to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then what's the other thing? Then there's some.
Country concert.
Yeah. The Fourth Fest.
That Mr. Hunter is hosting.
And I'm not a country fan, so I won't be.
They're kind of country.
Not knocking it.
They're kind of country. They're kind of, you know, in your era, they probably, did you like the Outlaws or Pure Prairie League?
Pure Prairie League was, would they do Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right. I mean, yeah. I don't have any
other
albums.
It's kind of in that, it's a little more rock than that.
I don't have any of Pure Prairie League's albums or CDs, but I've, you know.
I mean, it's a lot of, it really is, Big and Rich is a lot of, sounds like, you know, 70s rock.
That's kind of old style country rock, really.
Yeah.
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 But man, I woke up today. It was nice out on my morning walk.
It was, wasn't
beautiful.
It?
It's nice out right now.
I mean, a little humid, but.
Yeah, but man, I could not believe how much the heat broke.
Yeah, it was.
Because I thought I was figuring today difference. Was going to be just like the previous 3 days, and I go outside and I'm like, wow, this is nice.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
Well, some people had rain last night.
We had rain in my neighborhood.
Yeah, we had rain, but I mean, now in North Liberty, I guess, and more north, they got a little heavier.
Well, evidently, the drones were able to send the storm clouds elsewhere.
The nice thing is not having to mow your yard near as much. I haven't mowed my yard in probably a week.
I haven't mowed my yard in
decades.
32 years.
I could mow it today, but I looked at it, and I go, it's really not that long, so if it rains, I don't care. I mean, it's in my backyard. Has a lot of sun exposure. It hasn't grown much at all.
Ours is pretty starting to get long.
When's the last time you mowed?
Last time I mowed.
Oh, does Ann mow too?
No.
Oh, you hire someone to
yes.
do it. How lazy is that?
Cowboy Lawn Care.
Yeah.
Lazy.
I got Jeff Carew's crew at Carew Landscape.
Yeah, Jeff does. They can do a good job.
It takes me about 40 minutes to mow. My backyard's pretty big.
That's about how long it took me to mow ours.
It's amazing to me that Carew pulled that satellite dish and the cement and everything out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. When was that? Was that a month ago?
A month ago.
Okay. You can't even, the grass grew. Yeah. You can't even tell that there was anything there.
No. Uh-oh.
That's amazing. I mean, that's amazing to me.
What's amazing is Iowa put out that release about heat relief measures for the Savannah banana.
Uh-huh.
I posted that on our website, Hawk Fanatic, and within a few hours it had over 2,500 page views.
Yeah.
People are engaged in this. I couldn't believe how many page views it had.
They are. And, yeah, I'm hydrating up.
Yeah, filled up Kinnick twice.
I mean, today's obviously nicer than the previous 3 days.
Much.
Yeah, I mean,
so far.
Caught a break. Caught a huge break. Because, man, yesterday was brutal.
Yeah, let's get these storms out of the way so all these festivals can take place. People spend a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yeah.
To put
But I think these storms are part of the reason why the temperatures broke a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I heard a little thunder last night when I was trying to get to sleep, and we woke up. I could see a little standing water. We got something. I don't know if we got much, but we did get some. And my front area with the mulch was all wet, too, so we got something.
And on the road out here on Southeast Napoleon, there were puddles. So there was definitely at least a pretty good squall.
Yeah.
Well, we had thunder because the cat was pressed against me all night. Couldn't get any closer.
As crazy as it is, we kind of needed it. Despite all that rain we had, it was pretty dry and hot these last few days. So, but yeah, everybody have a good, safe weekend. It's a lot going on here in town. And
Washington, D.C., it's going to be 117, and that's the actual temperature.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It will not be 117. I'll bet you it's not 117.
All I'm going by is...
you think it's going to be 117 actual temperature?
I would think that would have to be a record, wouldn't it?
That's what she said this morning on CNN, Allison
Chinchar. I'm just saying
That's what she said on CNN. That's all I'm going by.
117 maybe heat index, which seems like a stretch, too. But
That's Vegas temperatures.
Well, that's even hot for Vegas, 117. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard of that other than in Death Valley.
Yeah, Phoenix gets...
Yeah, Death Valley, and I've seen it there, but not...
Here's excessive heat, Washington, D.C. This has got 100.
I mean, what was the hottest our heat index got
maybe
to?
Maybe my eyes didn't... It says 107.
Yeah, that's more realistic than 117.
Possible. Okay, well, hey, it's early in the morning.
You've already been here like 4 hours.
I was looking at the screen. Yeah, I still get my eyes don't. I don't sleep.
Well, no, I'm not. You know, I just knew that you probably heard it wrong. 107 is hot enough, which means the temperature is probably going to be about 100. It'll be interesting to see how many people show up to the.
Let me see what the.
To the events, because I mean, doesn't he not speak tomorrow night until like 10 o'clock
gonna
at night?
He's going to speak the longest speech he's ever given.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the it'll depend, I think, on the crowd side.
Heat index will be 113.
He said that. Isn't he not speaking though until 10 o'clock at night? Something like that.
Something.
Yeah, I think it's really late at night. Obviously, to offset the heat, which probably makes a little sense. But it will be interesting to see how many people are there at 10 o'clock at night on July 4th.
It'll be interesting to see if they have power at this, because half of the time they don't have any power or anything.
Where?
At this National Mall.
Fair thing, the National Fair or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, it's been a bust. It's just been a huge bust. I mean, well, there's a few websites you could go to and see the cameras there.
So it's on the mall itself? Okay.
Yeah, and you can go and see the cameras there. And, I mean, hardly, maybe at one time there was like 100. Maybe, I mean, there's just nobody.
The mall is pretty cool, though.
It is.
Just in general.
It is. No, it really is.
But, I mean, who wants to be out in 105-degree weather? I mean, the weather has been a huge detriment.
Yeah.
Bad timing. Well, that's the risk when you do stuff
around
the 4th of July, because the weather can just be suffocating, and that's what's happening.
And frequently it is, yeah.
Yeah, more times than not, it's miserable in July and August.
This is true.
But this has been the most miserable in some time.
Yeah, this has been extra hot for late June and July, yeah. But, like, again, today, wow, I was not expecting it to break like this.
Well, something's kicking up now.
Yeah, there were some weird-looking clouds to the west.
Yeah, and the winds are picking up to 20 miles an hour. So, yeah, something's coming.
Something's coming, something good. Maybe tonight.
So what movie did you see last night?
What's the full name? Amazingly Intelligent Creature or something. I can't remember the exact name, but it was a fabulous book and a great, great movie, too. Yeah. It's really neat.
Yeah, good.
About an octopus and other things. You would love it. It's and Pat, you would even like it. It's Water Horse-esque, and it's kind of charming. Hmm. And I thought Water Horse was charming in its way.
Yeah, me too. That's a word I would use to describe it. Plus, yep. Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought the plot was really interesting. To take the Loch Ness Monster and spin it into that was something I was not expecting when I started watching that movie.
And it was real good. I loved it.
And they made fun of the Loch Ness Monster conspiracy people, you know? I mean,
As well they should.
I love the one with the most famous photo where they... And then there's Crusoe right behind the... On the other side, he's like... Just hiding behind the, you know, the little landmass there, and he's just watching them fake it. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie. He's just sitting there watching them fake, you know, that famous photo where,
yes,
where now they said, I think, exactly, didn't they say that ended up being like a piece of wood in real life or something like that?
Yeah.
Because that's what they made it. I thought that was clever.
I'll watch that if you watch The Sheep Detectives.
I'm not going to watch The Sheep Detectives.
It's really...
I will watch The Sheep.
It's a really good movie.
It just doesn't interest me.
Getting gigantic. You know, 97s and...
See, that doesn't always work. There's a lot of just miserable movies that have gotten, in my opinion, that have gotten, you know, high marks like that.
For sure.
I watched it and I thought, this is going to be a kid's thing. And then it really is. I mean, kids could enjoy it, but it's really kind of deep, and it appeals to adults. Hello.
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 Tom Suter.
Yes.
Tom.
Can't remember the name of it.
Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Thank you.
So you're it wasn't welcome. About humans.
And it's great. Oh, yes, it's about humans.
It is
too.
About humans.
Oh, okay.
They are not the remarkably bright creatures, but... No. It's got a great octopus story and a really good human story, and it stars Sally Field.
And she's great.
And she's fabulous, as always. Great supporting cast, a well-known character actors, and then there's a young man who's in it who ends up in her town, and he's played by Lewis Pullman, who's Bill Pullman's son, and he was incredibly good.
He really was.
It was a really heartwarming movie. It was a great book, and it's a really heartwarming movie, and it's on, I think it's on Netflix. So.
It is, and you just said the name again, and I already don't remember the name of it.
Remarkably Bright Creatures, and they're not talking about you, I guess.
I guess they're not.
Yeah, well, sometimes stuff just does not stick with you, and I guess that's one of those things for you, huh?
You know, it's not just me, oddly enough.
No, it isn't, but it's a different thing for different people.
This is true.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to let you know what it was, because we really
Thanks.
Did enjoy it, and
it was great.
Enjoy it as well.
It was
All
awesome.
All righty, talk to you guys later. Okay. Bye.
Hear from the chat room.
Oh, I'm going to love this.
Gene Siskel in the chat room. The only good part of Water Horse was when it ended.
I'm guessing that person hasn't watched it.
I'm guessing you're right.
And they're just trolling, because that's why else would you be in a
I am
radio
guessing.
Chat room you are at 9:30 on a Friday, the day before July 4th?
Hello.
Hey, Captain, you were exactly right. My wife and daughter and I watched the Sheep Detective last night. It was amazing. And if you like the water horses, this is just as good.
All right.
Thank you.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, guys.
Yeah. So, there you go.
There you go.
There's a sticking up for you. Chat room going after Pat.
Yeah.
And that's going to really affect me. That's going to change the way I feel. If the chat room is going after me. You guys usually make fun of the chat room.
Well, chat room Steve's maybe.
On occasion look at it. I've never been
in there.
Yeah. Well, it's on YouTube and you're on the air. It'd be kind of difficult.
Well, I mean, I'm not always on the air. There's times where I just chat rooms don't
it's
really.
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Do you ever go to YouTube?
I download videos and I have a YouTube account, but no, am I on there?
I saw there's some guy put together performances from Shindig, and I mean, evidently had to edit out some of the stuff because copyright and stuff. But God, the Shindig thing, and it's really good quality too. I mean, it's black and white, but it's real good quality. They had the Bo Brummels, and they
Laugh
Kinks, yeah, and just everybody that appeared on Shindig that they could stream.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Yeah, I remember the show. I always watched it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Hullabaloo was another one.
Hullabaloo. Hullabaloo was like they had these great artists that you would love because it's, the 60s and stuff. But then they put together this show that was evidently with the dancers and everything that looked like it was aimed at the 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
As far as that, but the acts were really good. George Martin was involved in that show.
In Hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, even though they never had the Beatles or anything, but yeah, he was involved in that. So, well, what's going on, Hawkeyes?
That's a good question.
What's going on?
Apparently not much.
Apparently not much. Kinnick Stadium being used for gimmick baseball teams, so.
And you're going which day?
And I'm going tomorrow.
I thought you weren't going.
Well, we kind of fell into it. Some friends came up with tickets, and I was able to find a parking spot for us, and it just kind of worked out.
I mean, so. People are definitely interested. I could not believe the traffic on our website after just putting the release up there, and that was just for relief heat measures.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the traffic was, when I looked at it, I'm like, good Lord. I looked at it like 10 minutes after I posted. It already had like 500 page views. Like people were waiting. That just shows you how interested people are in it.
Yeah.
So hopefully everything goes off without any problems. Well, I mean, if there's lightning, it's not going to happen.
They need a diversion. I mean, people are looking for, I think, something other than all the crap that's happening. They're looking, they want.
Oh, for sure.
Like the fun baseball game, and they, they're wrapped up in things other than politics. Yeah.
Like the big wedding at the Madison Square Garden. I love the fact that, and I know you guys are huge, that she's just asking for you to respect their privacy while they're having their wedding at Madison Square Garden. Make that make sense.
It's sealed off.
I know it is. I just find it funny that they're just demanding privacy. Then don't have your wedding at Madison Square Garden.
It's just, they supposedly did already get married.
I heard that. Yeah. I mean, I mean, it's amazing how people are so interested.
It's a big party.
Yeah. It's just a diversion.
But I kept hearing yesterday on CNN, they're just asking the people respect their privacy. Yeah. The better way they could have done that is have the wedding somewhere private. Except for at the most famous arena in the world. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not anti-Taylor. I know you guys love her, and she's the greatest.
I
just think that's a weird dynamic. Don't you agree?
Oh, I love her.
Don't you agree that's kind of weird to say, privacy?
It sounds weird.
Basically
but when
shut down the streets around there.
When you're having 1,000.
No, I do think it's great they gave $26 million to charity. That's great. I get that. But still, I just find I was laughing yesterday when CNN kept reporting this. They just need you to respect their privacy.
I was so glad this morning that most of CNN was on that and not the damn crap going on in D.C.
I didn't want to hear about either. I couldn't care less about it. Am I the only one that doesn't care about that wedding? Is everyone?
No, I imagine a lot of people don't, but it's something.
CNN
positive.
Is playing it like it's the moon
it's
landing.
It's a wedding, and it's positive, and it's an escape.
But respect their privacy, though. Don't interfere.
I'm not going. I'm respecting.
I just made me laugh.
Were you going to it?
If I had been invited, damn Skippy. Yeah.
But if you were in New York for something else, would you respect their privacy?
Well, you have to. There's cops there.
Cops and gate
they
would, and fences.
They wouldn't let me in if that's what you
fences,
mean.
Fences, and they've shut down streets. I don't know. Nobody likes publicity more than Travis Kelce either. He loves the spotlight.
Well, and she does, apparently, too. Well, they both do.
Yeah. Well, see, I figured she'd get married in some private ceremony like in the Hamptons.
Listen, when you're someone like that, where you know, just recording all this stuff and everything, of course you want this spotlight.
Do we have a phone call?
Yes, we do. Hello?
I about fell asleep, guys.
Well, you're not alone.
Speak up.
Keep listening.
Okay. No,
you'll achieve it.
Hey, I don't know where you are. I was listening on my phone, and I think sometimes it's 45 to 90 seconds delayed. But this is Brad from Knievel Windows.
Hey, yeah. Brad.
And I know Tom knows this because he's friends with me on Facebook, but my daughter's singing the national anthem for the Bananas today. Or tonight at 7
which
o'clock.
Is way cool.
Boy, I hope
congratulations.
I hope they broadcast that on True TV.
I hope they do, too.
Yeah.
I don't know when they join, but another thing about her, you guys kind of know Lily. She's been in studio before.
Yeah.
She won a national anthem contest across the entire United States. They just announced it yesterday at 5 o'clock. She's the grand champion.
That's just incredible. That just
congratulations.
Wow.
They're sending her to Nashville to record the national anthem a couple different ways and stuff. She's going to be down there for 3 days.
Oh, that's great. Are they
that's pretty cool.
Are they paying for the parents to go down too?
Everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, one of us. One of us. So
awesome.
And so I'll have to pay for my own, and then my other two boys are like, well, we want to go too, so.
Well.
Her winnings have turned into
it's a big deal. Enjoy
summer
it.
Vacation.
That is great.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, congratulations.
I think it is too.
Maybe in 20 years, she'll be asking you to respect her privacy.
Is her version better than Hendrix's version?
Yes.
Is her version of
it's
the
a
anthem
little different?
No words to Hendrix.
I know, but
there you go.
All right.
No, it's that really cool.
Cool.
Brad,
I'll
that
share
is
a copy
just
with you.
Please do.
Please, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Yeah, appreciate it.
That's great.
You bet. We'll talk to you later, guys. Yeah.
She must have a great voice.
She does.
Not an easy song to sing.
No, she does. And it is, you're right. It's real hard.
I mean, a lot of people make it look easy, but
some of the ones that sing it and for NASCAR, jeez, they're not good.
No.
The ones they have at Carver are usually pretty solid. I mean, I'm sure they have to be somewhat. They're not just going to throw anyone out there.
No, and for the most part,
they're usually pretty solid.
They are. They sure are.
And there's times where I don't mind actually hearing the UI pep band play the national anthem either. I mean, I do prefer having someone perform it. But, you know, there's times where an instrumental, I mean, I know Hendrix is. Can you imagine if Iowa ever did Hendrix's for a basketball game?
Yeah.
Or football?
I don't see that one.
You don't think that would go over well?
No.
I would love it.
I hate it.
I'm going to crank it tomorrow. I always crank it on the 4th. No other day, but crank it a few times on the 4th.
That's ridiculous.
And it was one of the things
I thought it was pretty cool.
Somebody liked it because it's one of the most famous things about him when you kind of read about him.
It's true.
What he did with the now. What do you like? Well, you like it because you're a guitar player.
Well, it just. He was so good with the whammy bar that he really did make it sound like bombs and explosions.
It was,
It was, for the technology of the time, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was almost 60 years ago.
Yeah.
He was doing that stuff.
Yeah, it's awful.
And it made him a lot of money because it's one of his more, wouldn't you say that's one of his more famous songs? I mean, whatever you want to call it, song or whatever. I know you got Crosstown Trap, Foxy Lady, Purple Haze. But
I'd say Purple Haze would be right up there.
The first time I heard it, I'm like, God, he's doing that with just one guitar. Isn't that right?
Uh-huh. All Along the Watchtower was...
God, that's a...
I know it's Dylan, but it's...
I like both versions. I like Hendrix's better than Dylan's. But I like Dylan's, too, so...
I like...
Dave Mason had a good
I like
one.
Hendrix's version better than Dylan's.
Yeah.
And I love Dylan.
Hendrix, another one. Where? How would he evolve in the 70s?
We'll never know.
Janis Joplin, same thing. How would Janis Joplin have been? Yeah, of course.
Well, Janis would be at a thing in Las Vegas. She would have a residency.
And then Buddy Holly, of course, to me, he's the other one you ask. What would he have done during the electrical age of the 60s? How would he have evolved? That would have been interesting to see, but that's one of the mysteries of music. So many people died young, you don't know how they would have.
Buddy Holly, I think, would be directing drone shows around the country. It would be my guess. Let's take a break.
We'll be back.
1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC. Member SIPC.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location, and no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for
you. This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years. And it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same day, next day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general services to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483. 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
You hungry? The Oxyokin Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of desserts, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. You'll always leave happy at the Oxyokin in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyokin.
99 Plus KFMH is in its second decade of streaming an eclectic mix of rock, blues, alternative, reggae, and essential new music with a playlist that beats anything on terrestrial radio. Check out the Blue Zone with Captain Steve, the Long Player with Bill Clutho, and now for something completely British with Jim Hunter, the Heartland Hoot Nanny with Mary of the Heartland, and Off the Beaten Track with me, Roberto. Listen on your smartphone or home device and get scheduled details at 99plusKFMH.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. America's 250th birthday celebrations are beginning amid a heat advisory for over 180 million people from Georgia and Tennessee up through New York and Massachusetts. Doctors warning of complications.
When it's hot outside, our bodies are working overtime to try to get rid of some of that heat. That includes your blood vessels dilating and your heart pumping faster to get rid of some of the heat. But we're also going to do a lot of sweating to generate that cool feeling from evaporation. Now, this might contribute to why you can lose electrolytes, fluids, and even feel lightheaded as all these changes are happening.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel, the ball drop ushering in the 4th of July holiday in New York City numerous times in honor of America 250. A three-armed spacecraft rocketing into orbit today. Its mission to rescue a NASA telescope that's in danger of disintegrating in the Earth's atmosphere unless it can be moved to a higher orbit. Interpol identifying a Ukrainian woman as the man is a suspect in a bombing in Monaco this week. This is ABC News.
From the Hertin and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
It is going to be hot and muggy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today into this evening. And a couple of those could be strong to severe with the hail and wind being the main threat. High today 91 with that heat index back to near 100. Tonight, thunderstorms after midnight 71. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. Once again, a couple severe ones. 88 the high with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible still tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Outside now, it's 75.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
When severe weather hits, we talk up a storm on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
And we are back.
Looks like our little storm is past, our little squall.
Yeah. Oh, let's have them all pass.
And it still feels great out. Yeah. A little humid, but nice breeze. Yeah. And
70 with 72. And yesterday it was like 82 or something.
At this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was in here Wednesday, the heat index was already in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, this is a clear break. Does that mean the heat wave is over for us? Because it was going to end tomorrow anyway.
Tomorrow it's only 88, and then mid-80s for Sunday and Monday, and then upper 80s the rest of the week.
Okay, so hopefully for now the worst is over, because these last three, 4 days have been miserable.
Yeah.
Hard to do much of anything.
Yeah.
And I was telling Tom, my neighbor across the street is having his 90-foot oak tree cut down, because it's almost 100 years old. It's a beautiful, massive tree, but it's become kind of a danger because some limbs are starting. He doesn't want to, you know, some of it hangs over his house. But I saw the Family Tree Care is doing it. They did a great job with mine in the front yard, my oak tree that got taken down. So, but it's an all-day job. It's going to be interesting to see when I get home from here where they are, because they were just arriving when I left, and I parked my car up the street because I didn't want to get in the way. But, I mean, they were staring at that thing, and I'm just like, how can they do it? It's such a big, massive tree. It's got one of the biggest trunks I've ever seen.
Well, they know how to do it.
Oh, I know they do. I mean, that's what they do for a living, and these guys were really good when they did it for me.
Hello.
Hello. I was going to ask you, are the Savannah Bananas, are they to baseball as Harlem Globetrotters are to basketball?
Yeah. Yes. It's the same. It's type of entertainment.
Same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And how much were the tickets to this?
Started at 40.
Okay, and that was in the 40 would be way off in the other end zone.
I know it wouldn't be in the club seats.
Yeah, they have some club seat packages, you know, for $250 for four people, and you know, within the club areas.
Yeah, that'd probably be the one way to see it.
Yeah,
that way you can manage to get out of the heat.
Is it on TV?
Yeah, it's on True TV.
Oh, True TV.
Tonight.
On True TV tonight?
Because I watched about True 5 minutes of it the other day. They were playing somewhere, and I can't remember what. I just stumbled upon it while channel surfing.
Yeah, True TV.
Yeah, I saw it on TV. They were playing the clowns.
Yeah, and then one guy, there was a pop-up, and he had his baseball glove. Instead of catching it, he tapped it to the other guy who tapped it to the other guy who caught it. That was what I saw.
Is this kind of the same thing? Because I know the Harlem Globetrotters always played, the Nationals or all the
Wasn't
time.
It the Washington Generals?
Yeah,
Washington Generals.
Yeah. Basketball's easier to control than baseball.
I saw them once when they came to the Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long, long time ago.
They were huge. Wide World of Sports. I remember watching the Globetrotters a lot on Sundays. They were a big TV draw.
Yeah, I know the Bananas do lose sometimes.
Whereas the Globetrotters only lost once.
Well,
didn't they?
I saw the Globetrotters lose too.
I thought they only lost once or twice, the Globetrotters, but I could be wrong.
No, baseball lost once.
Baseball's harder to manipulate than basketball. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting.
It was fantastic to see how great they are at the regular playing and then to add all those other things in there.
Yeah. No, it's obviously something that's caught the interest of the nation.
Well, I hope they can get it out tonight because it sounds like we're supposed to have storms.
Well, possible.
There's always a chance it won't storm, too.
Yeah. There probably is. More
well,
of a chance that it won't.
You guys have a good 4th of July.
You too, Karen.
Yeah, you too, Karen.
Yeah.
Bye.
I think it starts at, according to TV Insider, it starts at 6:30.
What does?
Savannah Banana.
No, 7.
7.
Okay, well.
Well, they might have a half hour of pregame.
But yeah, the actual game or whatever starts at 7.
7, yeah. 7, and it's a strict 2-hour.
7 to 9.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been promoting that 7 p.m. start for a while now. I saw that on some graphic the other day. The two-hour time thing's interesting.
It is. It is, and I'm not sure why they do that other than people's attention spans are...
Yeah, and I don't think people are really that locked into the outcome. I think they're more just...
Oh, no, for sure.
So I think, in that regard, if it's tied after 2 hours and whatever, I don't think people are going to be distraught over it not being settled. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong, but you're not going there to see one team beat the other.
No.
You're just going there to be entertained, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and it looks like it's doing that. I mean, again, I was stunned at how many people clicked on the heat measure thing. I figured after a couple hours there would maybe a couple hundred page views and it would maybe at the best get to like 500. And then I looked at it last night and it was pushing 3,000. I was stunned.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. But thank you. That's good. That's good for business to have all those page views. And then I wrote something yesterday, Tom, you were included.
Read it. Yeah.
With my 26 predictions for Hawkeye. Just something to throw together to have some fun with it. I mean, these things are hardly not serious. Now, the predictions I made here, I'll call it.
I thought they were.
It's not like I'm just throwing stuff. I'm thinking, like, I really do think Kenneth Merriweather, as the full-time starting defensive end, I think he will lead the team in sacks. But it's hardly going out on a limb to say that a defensive end is going to lead the team in sacks.
No, of course not.
And just like I wrote that I think that DJ Vanami will lead Iowa in receiving yards, I don't think that's hardly going out on a limb since he did it last year. And I believe the tight end is going to be a big factor again because he's good. Also, they're breaking in a new starting quarterback who's going to need a tight end as a security blanket. And then I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say Reese Vanderzee will catch the most touchdown passes because he has a knack. I mean, 2 years ago when he barely played, he still caught 3 touchdown passes. His size is really good in the red zone.
Yeah, I thought your predictions were all credible.
I said that I think they're going to have 4 running backs rush for at least 250 yards, Moulton, the new guy, LJ Phillips, Xavier Williams, and Nathan McDill, because I think they're all going to play. I really do think they'll all play, so it'll be interesting. Now, of course, injuries can change all that stuff.
Oh, sure.
And I predicted that I think Higlinski will start the season opener. That's just my gut feeling. He got the nod midway through last season. I know they're even now. What will be interesting to see is how long Kirk lets it. If I'm Kirk, I'm letting it play out until the morning of the game. Announce it in the morning of the game. But my guess is maybe we'll know the Tuesday. And if it's Hank Brown, great. I mean, I got a 50-50 chance of being right. And but I just think Higlinski will get the first shot. And here, I'll call it up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the pregame This is from True TV.
No.
Okay. Pre-game starts at 6:30. And then the game starts at 7.
Yeah.
So yes. If you watch the pregame, if they don't, maybe they'll have the national anthem during the pregame.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
since it is pregame.
Yeah, so hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Hopefully
I hope they do.
Lily's on there. So.
Well, you'd think they'd have it right before the start, wouldn't they? So maybe at the end of the pregame?
I just hope they don't eliminate it
for commercial
breaks. But if they're doing a half an hour, I would imagine they'd put the national anthem in there. I'd be shocked
if they didn't. Yeah, because it's July.
And my guess is it would be towards the end of the pregame. And they're not going to do it 30 minutes before. Usually you do the national, then boom, you play. But no, that's a great honor for her.
Yeah, it sure
How old is she approximately? Is she a teenager?
No. I don't know. Early 20s, I believe.
Is she in her 20s?
I believe so.
We had her when
she was... I could be wrong.
I thought we had her in here when she was 19.
And that was...
Okay, she's in her 20s. She's college age. Okay. Then I also wrote left tackle Trevor Lauk and center Cade Piper will both make first team All Big Ten and multiple All-America teams. The Piper one's interesting, though, because Oregon's got a really good proven center who's coming back. So... He's made a lot of these All-America teams preseason because I think a lot of people thought he was going to be playing guard again, but now he's playing center. So he and the kid from Oregon, whose name I can't pronounce, and that kid from Oregon was really good against Iowa last year. He had a great game against Iowa. And then I also said Lauka Jr. from Indianapolis will also be the recipient of the Golden Gavel Award, which is given annually by the local media to the Iowa football player who exhibits the highest degree of professional integrity, cooperation, and honesty during interviews. I think Lauk wins it just because he's a hilarious interview. He's got a great personality. He's very gregarious, very outgoing. And I think, of course, he'll, barring injury, he'll be a key part of the team. He's one of the best left tackles in college football. And here's one. Iowa will start the season 3-0, but will also be 3-3 at the midway point of the season. You agree with that, Sutter?
Probably.
I mean, they're going to have to.
But I will also say, if we happen to win one of those three, we've got a puncher's chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean.
Getting hot. And
you can't lose more than two games.
Oh, no. Exactly.
See, I've got to. Well, here, then I say Iowa will not have to block two field goals in the final seconds to avoid losing to Northern Iowa in the third game of the season. That's hardly going out on a limb.
I liked it, though.
Junior safety Zach Lutmer will lead Iowa with at least four interceptions and will be named the Big Ten defensive back of the year. I actually do.
That's stepping out on a limb a little
bit. I do believe that, though. I think by the end of the year, he was playing as good as any D-back in the Big Ten not named Caleb Downs. And then I wrote that both punters, I think, are going to be used during the course of the season. I could end up being completely wrong. Tanner Philpott from Simpson and Boston Everett, the latest punter from Australia, will both be used during the course of the season. Then I wrote Iowa will defeat Wisconsin by at least 10 points on October 1st at Kinnick Stadium, causing new Wisconsin athletic director Sean Eichel to say afterwards that he has to evaluate where Iowa is as a program before making a decision about Luke Fickell's future as head coach. Now, of course,
that
goes back to the Nebraska days.
Of course.
And then I go, Iowa will go yet in the full season without passing for at least 300 yards in a game, a streak dating back to the 2019 season. I truly believe that.
I believe that, too.
Because I think they're going to run the ball a lot. Now, sophomore linebacker Cam Buffington will lead Iowa in tackles in his first season as starter. Like, again, that's not going out on a limb. He plays a position that's going to be heavy traffic.
Well, exactly.
And then I've told you about, Indiana will lose at least two games, causing some to wonder if Kurt Cignetti is losing his magic touch. Kirk Ferentz will do multiple halftime interviews, but will offer very little insight because halftime interviews are just silly and unnecessary. Iowa will finish 8-4 in the regular season and will then make its first appearance in the Las Vegas Bowl, much to the delight of longtime Hawkeye fan Tom Suter, who has proudly made Vegas his home away from home. And Iowa will defeat Nebraska in the regular season finale at Kinnick Stadium by at least 15 points. I mean, that's not good. They won last year by 24. They beat them 40-16. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sophomore receiver Tony Diaz will lead Iowa in yards per catch. I didn't have a number. Here's one. Junior kicker Eli Ozek, who transferred from North Dakota State, will make three field goal attempts from beyond 50 yards, including a game winner against upset-minded Purdue on November 14th at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa always has one of these games where they play down to their competition. To me, that's going to be the Purdue game. And, I mean, this Ozek, he's made a 54-yarder. He can make it from there. And then, Iowa will win road games at Minnesota on October 24th and at Northwestern on November 7th, but will lose at Illinois on November 21st. I know that's probably not – making Hawkeye fans.
Sure possible.
Kirk Ferentz, who turns 71 on August 1st, will be asked to address his future more than once during the regular season, and who will say that he hasn't given any serious thought about retiring despite the landscape changing dramatically around him. I think that's
probably accurate.
Iowa will not return a punt or a kickoff for a touchdown this season.
I think that's I thought about that, and I said, well, you know, that's probably true.
I mean, because Weechen was such an aberration. I mean, he was such a freak.
And we've lost, we got a new special teams coach. So, no,
that's kind of what I was hitting at.
That's very possible.
At least two Big Ten head coaches will be fired during the course of the 2026 season. Of course, I'm not mentioning names. And let's see, Michigan State will win fewer than five games under first-year head coach Pat Fitzgerald, but will show significant improvement on special teams with former Hawkeye player and assistant coach LeVar Woods now coaching special teams. I do believe that will happen. Of course, it's easier to rebuild one unit than it is a whole team.
Oh, sure.
Michigan State, I think Athlon had them 17th in the conference. Penn State, despite having what appears to be a favorable schedule, will lose at least three games under first-year head coach Matt Campbell. And Penn State's schedule is very favorable.
It really is.
Ohio State will finish the season undefeated, winning its 10th national championship in program history and keeping Ryan Day off the coaching hot seat for another year. And that's hardly going out on a limb.
No. Probably of all your predictions, the one that I maybe questioned the most was the Penn State one, because their schedule is so freaking set up.
Well, I had four losses, and then I'm like, no, but I looked at Athlon. Not that Athlon knows everything. They've got Penn State picked to finish 7th.
Do they really?
Yeah. So, but they also have them ranked 18th. So no, I think Penn State will go either 9-3 or 8-4, kind of like what I picked Iowa to do. I think
you're right about Iowa.
If Kirk can get 9 victories out of this team this season with all the rebuilding and reloading they've had to do, that would be impressive.
It would.
8-4 and you go and win a bowl game to go 9-4. I know some people, all right, the same old boring stuff. But to me, that would be pretty impressive. If he can get 9 wins out of this team this year, because again, they're basically their whole defense is being rebuilt. Now, Ohio State lost 8 starters on defense, but Ohio State's just a different animal. They are. They got 2 or 3 huge recruits coming in on defense, and the guys that are replacing the 5-star guys are other 5-star guys. It's just, and I do, but Ohio State's offense to me is going to be unstoppable. They've got great running backs now. Jeremiah Smith is in his last year.
Incredible.
Sayan threw for almost 4,000 yards last year, completing almost 80% of his passes. My guess is he's going to be even better this year. And though they lost the good receiver, Carnell Tate, but they've got Brandon Ennis back, and they got the top high school receiver recruit in the country out of California, Chris Henry.
They just reload.
They do. The thing with Ryan Day, though, he better at least – he's one of these guys where if he doesn't win a national title about every 5 years, they're going to get frustrated. That's what the only downfall of being an Ohio State coach. What he needs to avoid is going 10-2 or 9-3. That would be a disaster.
He'd be
run out of town.
Fired, wouldn't he?
Maybe. I don't want to speak for them, but Athlon's has Ohio State number one in the country. And just their offense is just loaded. Their offensive line's incredible. They got good tight ends. And Jeremiah Smith, I think he could be starting in the NFL right now. I think he could have been an NFL starting receiver as a sophomore last year.
Yeah, I do.
The only reason he's not there is he has to play 3 years in college before he can go to the NFL, and if he stays healthy, he is going to have a monster year. And that Saiyan kid was good last year. Now, granted, he had great receivers and a ton of time to throw, but he was really accurate with his passing last year, way more accurate than I thought.
Yeah, he was. And this is presumably the last year of a 12-team playoff, right?
Yeah, there's people convinced it's going to go to 24. I think that's too many. To me, 16 would be perfect. But I think they like more because it's more money, but I also think they like to reward the top teams by giving them buys. Whereas you do 16, boom, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. You play 4 games, you win the national title, but the number one seed's still in the same situation as the number 16 seed. I mean, it's worked, but I even think now 1AA has moved up to 20. They had 16 for years, but now they're back up to 24.
They are.
Yeah, the more the merrier. I disagree, but, that's just my opinion, and I can see the other side to it, but I just think 24 is just too much.
Well, for a team like Iowa,
it's perfect for a team like Iowa.
Yeah.
But to me, the top 25 poll, every team almost gets in the playoff. It just, to me, takes away. It's kind of like this argument about Hall of Fame. There's too many people are getting in.
So how pissed off are would the team number 25 be?
Well, they'll just say, hey, let's expand to 32. Eventually it'll be like the NCAA tournament. And now that's up to 76 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the more the merrier. Enough is never enough.
You know, I don't know why they expanded. Just get money. More teams in.
Money. That's why they're doing everything. That's why they got rid of geography as a way to form conferences. It's all based on television
revenue. I do know why, but I just...
No, I know. You were just kind of... But everything is based on television revenue. Yeah. That dictates everything it in big-time college sports. Men's and basketball and football, and even starting a little bit in women's basketball, too. And I saw the All-Star voting. The players were... Paige Beckers was number... I mean, she was... Composite, she was the highest ranked player of all. The fellow WNBA players ranked Caitlin 11th.
Yep, and Kelsey Plum 12th.
Yeah, and they had Paige Beckers, I think, second, and then first and first on the other two. She was by far the highest ranked player. And then that Olivia Miles, who's a rookie, she was ranked way ahead of. I just think that's just BS. But
it is.
I don't know.
Just jealous.
The WNBA. Now, Olivia Miles is good. She is really good. And but. If Caitlin would have been third or fourth, that's fine. But to have her 11th is ridiculous. They're making a statement. They just, for some reason, they don't like her. And I think it's because they're just jealous, not of what she stands for, who she is, what color she is. I think it's because she's gotten so much attention.
Well, of course.
And they see all those State Farm ads, and she's making millions away from there. But,
State
Farm,
Gatorade.
That's capitalism. They chose her over that. Isn't that the freedom of capitalism that everybody keeps fearing that we're going to lose? You know, capitalism, you pick who you want to represent your product. They want Caitlin, and that's just the way it is.
Well, and they do that for a reason.
Yeah, because she draws. As Paige Beckers was, people weren't lining up to see her play 3 hours before games at opposing arenas. Well, they weren't.
She not only draws, but she can deliver in these commercials. She's really good.
And I'm sure some others could be good, too, but they haven't earned that spot. Yeah. Caitlin got it.
Yeah.
She got it for largely what she did at Iowa. But then she's kept it going in the WNBA if she could just stay healthy.
And she sells out arenas. Yeah, and she still does. Asia Wilson and
gets,
doesn't.
And gets the views.
Yeah, she
TV.
Does.
Yeah.
And when do they play next?
Sunday.
So they will have had over almost a week off, haven't they?
Yeah.
So again, we haven't heard any updates on her.
Just that she's...
Day-to-day.
She's not practicing full-time with the team yet, but she's going through individual workouts.
Well, that ain't a good sign.
So, who knows?
I mean, if she misses this next game, that will not be a good sign, wouldn't you agree?
No, it will not be a good sign.
Then there's something wrong with her back that you don't know. If it's going to be another one of these, well, the season's going to have to end before she can really get healthy. Hopefully she's not playing under those circumstances.
I hope not.
Because it didn't work out last year. And you know, if she ends up missing significant time, her critics are going to be all over her. China doll, she's fragile.
That she can't stand up to the rigors
of the WNBA. Yeah, that she can't stand up to the rigors. That will be what her critics are saying, or not. That will be out there. So hopefully she plays Sunday. Who do they play?
That's a tough game. Is it the Aces? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are they in Vegas?
Well, my sheet says the Los Angeles Aces, which is not correct. It's Vegas, right?
Is it in Vegas, the game? Shooter, I'm you and Ann.
Hey, I wish.
Why can't you? There's still time to
react.
We
can't. We have tickets to the Bananas.
Oh, we'll go to Bananas.
Actually, we could.
Why don't you go to Bananas and then fly directly out to Vegas?
Well, this is at 2:45.
Today?
Yeah.
Where's the Iowa radar. City, where the red is?
Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, where the red is.
Well, now it's sunny.
It doesn't start till 7, though, so there'll be that.
Yeah,
that'll
well,
be long,
hopefully it'll blow it out.
That'll be long gone by then.
Yeah.
That's 4 hours before.
Yeah, hopefully it'll blow it out.
And again, I don't mind getting some rain. Things were starting to get dry again. And I hate watering my plants way in the back because my hose doesn't stretch that far. And then I got to do it with one bucket after, and it's just a pain. But that's why I was glad to see some rain last night.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't see it. I mean, it rained when I was sleeping, but it definitely rained.
Yep. And but it's so weird. We had just had that storm, and now sunny, beautiful, birds are singing.
Well, they had it to the south.
Yeah.
They had a good storm to the south of us.
But yeah, hopefully it doesn't rain. Well, the big thing, too, is I don't know. Well, I doubt they're going to. You can't play baseball in heavy rain. You can't, whether there's lightning or not. You just can't. So it'll be interesting, but the lightning will be the. I mean, the lightning could be a factor if there's storms at 7 o'clock. But it doesn't look. It looks like you might get lucky.
I hope
so. Jazz Fest is going to kick off at 5.
They don't have a 30-minute delay, though, do they? Or do they do the same thing as sporting events?
Oh,
yeah. There's lightning.
If it's lightning,
do they have the same? Do they just tell people to take cover and use your own discretion?
Yeah.
Because sporting events, they
haven't. You're standing on basically a steel.
Sporting events is 8.6 miles and for 30 minutes. I believe that's what it is.
Hunter's hosting the Big and Rich Fest, tonight, Big and Rich, yeah. So, and he said he's going to stand on that steel stage and hold a steel mic stand.
Hold a drone up in the air. Who knows?
So what's the weather at 7 tonight?
Take your pick. It's either storming or it's not going to storm till late at night. And that's on, you know, the weather service. I bet they pull it off.
I bet they get it through. I hope they do.
I hope they do.
Because so often it seems like the weather doesn't turn out to be as bad as we fear.
I hope it does.
At least for us. I mean, we've been lucky. We've been saying that for the last couple of years. We've been lucky.
Usually I want it to storm. I don't want it to storm this weekend.
No.
At least you admit that you love storms.
Hey.
Thunderstorms.
Yeah.
One where your only option is to listen to the radio, right?
You have to.
You got to listen to the radio, or you're not going to make it through.
No.
And that's why KCJJ is here, to guide you through the chaos, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Weather chaos.
There's more chaos than this, the weather.
Yeah, but the weather's a good promotion. That's where you can scare people and get them alarmed.
That's what.
Fear tactics. It's all based on fear.
Of course, now the good news with the parking tonight, okay, you've got 4th Fest, so all the, that parking is in Coralville. Then you've got the Kinnick, Savannah Bananas, and that parking's all mostly around Kinnick. And then your downtown, your Jazz Fest is mostly downtown, so there's sort of three different pockets of parking. Yeah. So that's going to help.
Well, but yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that don't know where they're going.
That's right.
Well, let me read the mitigation. With temperatures expecting to climb above 90 degrees, University of Iowa officials are implementing special event procedures to assist fans attending Savannah Bananas events this Friday and Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. Each sold-out event is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Stadium mitigation measures and medical services. Water policy. Fans will be permitted to enter the stadium with one sealed water bottle of any size or one empty refillable water bottle. Hydration station. A water monster hydration station will be located in the Lot 43 Plaza. A water monster hydration. I'd never heard of that. Shade. The West Concourse will be open during the pregame festivities in Lot 43 for fans seeking shade. Southeast Cooling Station, for fans needing a break from the heat, an expanded rest area is available outside of the first aid station at the southeast corner of the stadium. This space will provide shelter, cool air, and hydration. Lot 43 Tent, the Johnson County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, will provide an air-conditioned first aid tent in the Lot 43 Plaza. Emergency transport, Johnson County Ambulance Services will stage two UTVs in the plaza and parking lots before the events to ensure rapid response. Medical staffing, physicians, nurses, athletic trainers, and medical students from UI Healthcare and Carver College of Medicine will be on site to assist with patients.
Can you get more on the mic?
Recommended fan safety guidelines. In addition, fans are strongly encouraged to plan accordingly and follow the health guidelines below. Prehydrate. Increase fluid intake regardless of your activity level, focusing on non-alcoholic and decaffeinated fluid. You hear that, Suter?
I did, and I'm drinking my 4th thing of water.
So scotch is not going to be your co-pilot.
Not at all. I drink a lot of water every single
day. So do I. I drink, yeah, and fans are encouraged. I didn't used to drink a lot of water. I've started to now, and I do about 4 gallons a week now. And they say it's better for you.
Yeah.
Fans are encouraged to begin hydrating several days before the event. And, God, it's like they're getting ready to probe the desert. And before the event, and to consume alcohol responsibly. That should always be the case.
I doubt that there will be a lot of alcohol abuse at the Savannah
I
Bananas.
Doubt it. It's not going to be. No, I don't think it will.
You know, they're still $13 a piece or something. You know,
dress appropriately. Choose lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing to reflect heat. Apply sunscreen and wear wide-brimmed hats such as sun hats or visors that shade your face. Seek shade. Stay in shaded or air-conditioned areas as much as possible. Know when to stop. Stop activity immediately if you get dizzy, nauseated, or feel weak. Go into an air-conditioned space and drink cool liquids. Use a buddy system. Watch others for signs of heat-induced illness. Some individuals may not realize they are suffering from a heat-related condition and can become confused, lose consciousness, or experience other medical emergencies. Monitor symptoms. If you are experiencing symptoms of heat-related illness, you are encouraged to go home if you are able to safely do so or seek immediate medical assistance. Track the forecast. Fans are encouraged to monitor changing weather conditions each day via a local media weather app. That should have said KCJJ, shouldn't it have?
Sure.
Sure, it should have.
Should have.
But there you go. That's a pretty detailed...
Yeah, it's very detailed.
...report. I mean, Iowa's doing a good job, and obviously they're concerned about people's safety, as they should be. But, Nate, you just got to use common sense. Got to use common sense. I mean, if you want to get drunk and what have you, that's fine, but you're going to be at risk with the heat.
Also, if you're going to the Jazz Fest or you're going to the Fourth Fest tonight, please leave your pets at home. They don't like it. There's too many crowds. It's still hot, whether we get rain or not. The pavement, cement is still hot. It burns their paws. They just can't tell you that. Leave your pets at home.
Yeah, I don't know why people bring them to stuff like that anyway.
I don't know either.
Hey, look at my beautiful dog. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It never has made sense to me why you would drag your pets to stuff like this.
Yeah, just leave them at home, please.
Yes. So now...
I'll be leaving my dogs at home.
I mean, would Wopsy enjoy just tagging along with you the whole...
Savannah Bananas.
Well, Wopsy likes people. So I think Wopsy would do okay with it, assuming the weather was better.
Well, yeah, but then Wopsy would burn her paws, and I mean, it's just not this is not good.
No,
I mean,
no.
And the cement isn't going to just because we get a rain. The cement's not going to cool off that quickly. It's the cement's hot and
but
it's rough.
Weather aside, I don't still don't know why you would bring your pets to something like this.
I don't.
It
know.
Never has made sense to me. And I love my pets as much as anybody. I would never have thought about dragging Buddy and Lakota downtown to some street fest. It doesn't make sense. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Other people like to have their dogs in situations like that, but I'm with you. I just don't
think that...
Those things aren't designed for pets.
No, they're not.
There's plenty of things to do with your pets. Like, number one, take them for a walk. You can do that at any time.
I mean, if there were unlimited treats available for Wopsy, she would...
Yeah.
Brave the elements.
Then would you be prepared to pick up or dump if she dumped?
Of course.
That's the other thing. You got to
always
be prepared. You got to be
prepared.
Well, not everybody's always prepared. I see people walking their dogs, and the dog will dump, and they're looking around to see, and because they don't have a bag to pick it up, and they're hoping they can get away with it.
We always took
have
Lily.
You have to.
We always took.
Now, if I'm out, I used to walk Buddy when I lived over in Old Crowville. Across the river in IRP, you have the island with the woods. There was a couple times when he pooped in there that I didn't. It was out in the middle of the woods. I mean, and I let that go. But no, when you're walking in a residential area, you got to pick
have to
stuff
clean
up.
It up.
Yeah.
Barry loved the dog park, and Lily didn't like being around other dogs. She was great with the cats.
Yeah, my dogs didn't like the dog. They did nothing for them.
Yeah,
I took them down to Scott, and they're like, "Can we go
home?" Yeah, Lily.
They looked at me like, "Okay, Chief, this ain't working. Let's go home. I miss the couch."
Wopsy loves having a second dog. She does. No, they get along great.
Well, I think if it was one-on-one, then Lily would have been fine.
Uh-huh. Dogs usually learn to adapt.
Yeah. They do.
Like I said, if Buddy and Lakota could have figured out a way to coexist together, any dogs could, because that was tough at first.
But they were having the Animal Center here was having a dog wash at Hy-Vee, and we took Lily there, and Lily looked at the dogs getting washed and looked at the other dogs and looked at us and pulled back. And, so we said, well, this not happening. And this woman came, and I don't know if she was with the shelter or not, but she was one washing the dogs. And she said, "Here, I'll take her in." And I said, "Well, she doesn't want to go in." "Well, sometimes you got to make decisions for them." And I said, "Why?" And we turned around and left. Sometimes you let them make the decisions. Sometimes you have to. What do you know?
Sort of.
You know. What? The dog has got the, you know, a dog or a cat has the mental ability of a 2 to 3 year old.
Which then you don't let them make a lot of decisions either.
No, but you have to make them, yeah, let them take, sometimes they're not hungry. Okay, you're not hungry.
Yeah, fair enough.
You can't force them to eat.
No.
Okay, it's things like that.
I didn't see yesterday that J.P. Estrella, sorry to interrupt, but I want to talk about a little bit of sports. He announced that he's staying at Michigan, the transfer from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like most of those guys are staying at Michigan, what I can tell.
Yeah, sounds like
it. And that's part of the reason they hired Mike Boynton.
Yes.
He could stabilize the roster. Now he's just got to win. I mean, if they don't have a great year this year and he struggles again, he'll be gone after 2 years. That's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, Fran really wanted to get Australia, but he didn't have the...
Well, I talked to Fran after that one. They had him. They just could not match.
Yep.
From what I was told, Tennessee gave him about $1.5 million for... he was getting like $500,000 a year.
That was 4 years ago?
Yeah, and he loved Iowa, loved the visit. Because I remember Fran calling me and just saying, man, he goes, this is tough. We had this kid. He loved it. We hit it off with him. We just couldn't match the NIL. And there was just nothing he could do. And at that time, there was nothing Iowa could do. You really couldn't blame anybody.
No.
You just weren't equipped to get a kid like that. And you can't knock a kid for having money be a priority. When there's that much money involved, it's a priority.
Nope.
Most people are never going to get $1.5 million in their lifetime, let alone in one, playing 3 years of basketball.
No, exactly.
You get why, but I could tell you, that was one of the more frustrated conversations I ever had with Fran on the phone. He was so frustrated because he thought they had that kid. And say what you want about Fran, but he did a good job on developing big guys. I mean,
he did, but Fran needed him.
He just
didn't have the cash.
And I mean, there were three or four other guys that Fran just didn't have the cash for.
Yeah.
Now OJ Anunoby, I know Iowa was one of the first ones to offer him, and I mean, he picked it. I don't know how much of that was money, but I mean, Fran was in on him big time. I was not ever aware of how good he was, and I didn't think he would be this good in the NBA. He has turned out to be a great player. I mean, he was good at Indiana, don't get me wrong, but he left so soon he didn't really give himself a chance to blossom in college. But that was another one Iowa was in on was Anunoby, in on him early, very early.
And unfortunately, was sort of the template for Fran. Is he great evaluator of talent. He recognized it early.
That's how he got Luka.
He just couldn't get most of them to come.
I mean, he got Luka to come because I think Luka and his dad really liked the fact that Fran stuck with Luka when he was heavy, believed in him when a lot of other coaches wanted to wait and see, and I think they rewarded Fran for his loyalty.
Yeah.
And then Luka developed great under Fran. I mean, you can't argue with the results.
Now a
critic will say, yeah, but they never made it past the second round. I get it. But as far as individual development, Luka made incredible strides at Iowa.
Yes, he did.
All right.
And he's still playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And playing better with the Celtics.
He's got that second No, Luka's fine. I mean, he's made it in the NBA. Is he going to be all pro ever? No. But he's a legitimate NBA player and good for him because he's a good kid.
And Megan Gustafson's finally blossoming.
Yeah. And she's playing more kind of her natural position again, which at times can be a problem, like when she had to try to guard Carmosa.
Cardoza,
that did not go over well. But,
13 of 13.
Yeah, Megan adapts. I mean, she shoots a lot of threes, which she took. I think I saw where she was 1 of 2 from three at Iowa. I think they said that in one of their broadcasts, that she took 2 threes while at Iowa. Yeah. She made one. I mean, she was always right near the basket playing for Iowa.
Yeah.
She should have been, yeah.
And that's how the offense was set up, and she thrived.
She did. She's as big a reason why Caitlin came to Iowa as anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Caitlin was down to Notre Dame. Was it Notre Dame, Iowa, and Iowa State, wasn't it?
Notre Dame, Iowa.
And there was a while where she was leaning towards Notre Dame. I mean, the Catholic influence was big, and Notre Dame's a really good women's basketball program, and but I think, remember when we had Caitlin on the first time and I made the remark that how much did Iowa's success with guards like Kathleen and Caitlin's? Like, yeah, that mattered. But the main thing was seeing what Megan was able to do individually and team-wise. That convinced Caitlin that she could do it
at Iowa.
And that was the big selling point.
And boy, did she.
So Megan had a lot to do with Caitlin coming here.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting to see. It was going to be Iowa or Notre Dame. If Caitlin would have had the same impact at Notre Dame as she did at Iowa, of course, we'll never know. But it would have been.
I think possibly.
Yeah, because it would have been Notre Dame, and she would have been making local threes and scoring 40
but
points.
But she would not
have had hometown affection.
And she would not have been able to do that at UConn, I don't think, because there's too many other
she would have had to
five-star players.
Yeah, but at Notre Dame, she could have done it, but the only thing she wouldn't have had, it's not her home state school.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Iowa's home state, and I think that made a big difference when you have that home in-state pride. I think that played a big part in Caitlin building up her fan base and what have you, and the fact that she so often delivered, rose to the occasion, and she never got hurt.
Yeah, but
she never got hurt at Iowa.
Unfortunately, they've not been able to do that in the pros so far, and hopefully she can stabilize, get her health stabilized a little bit better.
Yeah,
I hope.
So do we know why they take a week? Are they off because it's the 4th of July? Why do they just play four games in like 8 days and all of a sudden they have like a week? I don't get the scheduling.
Just to some teams, that's how it works out. Other teams.
Well, I don't think there's hardly been any WNBA games.
Oh, there's been. Yeah,
there have been.
Okay, it's so weird. Yeah. There was one stretch where I think Caitlin and them played like five games in 9 days.
No, I don't disagree.
And now
with
they're
at
not
all.
Playing for over a week. It just doesn't make any sense to me, the scheduling philosophy.
That pops up on YouTube. Well, there's been a lot of games.
Yeah,
I just don't pay any attention.
Yeah,
I mean, again, outside of Caitlin and Megan, I'm not saying I'm anti. I'm just not a huge WNBA fan unless there's an Iowa connection.
I think YouTube TV is so cool that it, you know, it pops that stuff up at the top of the screen.
It is cool.
So you know what's going on. I mean, it's so much better than satellite and cable.
Well, I certainly prefer it, and I just don't have to scroll anymore.
Yeah. I still have to scroll every once in a while, but I know exactly where I'm going. Unfortunately, it's always at the bottom if they're not up on my like menu, because sometimes they're not. But, you know, that's the worst thing you have to deal with, and it's not bad.
Well, then I just go to the looking glass and type in what I want to see, and it'll pop up.
I've rearranged crap, which you can do on your phone, on the app. I've rearranged crap so that the channels I watch are at the top.
But I'm still getting mine every month. I think it's up to 93 for YouTube and Peacock. It started at like, it's going up. It's going to, I mean, eventually in a couple of years, it'll be over 100 and it's going to gradually go up. But still, compared to everything else, it's still pretty cheap.
Yeah. It is.
So True TV is
tonight.
Tonight, and what about tomorrow's?
It's not on tomorrow.
Oh, it's just on tonight. Okay,
it's just on tonight.
So the game you're going to is not on television.
That is right.
Do you know where your seats are?
Yeah, section 129. I think is that the north end zone or not? Or north end zone area? I don't know.
And isn't home plate in the north? Is home plate in the northwest corner?
I think so.
That's what I thought from the graphic
so.
I saw.
But I don't really care.
No, I just think it's cool that it's here, and it looks like the people here in the community and state are embracing it, and hopefully it goes off without any hitches, no injuries, no bad weather. Let's just hope it happens.
Yeah, if you're going to watch True TV, though, start it at 6:30, so you're sure that if they do the national anthem, you'll see Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, and then no show tomorrow, of course, for the 4th.
Nope.
Back on Monday.
And I'm going to, I believe, the Coralville Firefighters Breakfast is tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's a really that's good a great one. And, well, we're going to do that.
What do they serve?
Oh, my gosh. Well, your typical pancakes, sausage, but I think they have eggs. Bacon.
That sounds enticing.
Because really
I'm really
good.
Hungry in breakfast food right now. Like an omelet sounds really good right now.
Yeah, it does.
Everything omelet. That sounds really good. Yeah. Or a skillet.
Yeah, Jan used to volunteer at that.
Did she?
Yeah, for the
that's a good cause.
Kiwanis. It is a real good cause.
All right, well, everybody, stay cool. I mean, I think it's a little easier today than it has been the previous days. And it looks like the sun's still shining.
Yeah.
So keep your fingers crossed weather-wise.
All right. Next up, we have got Captain Steve and Tommy Lang doing some police reports. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free. KCJ.